This is a recording of the execution of Ivan Ray Stanley, EF-103-603, July the 12th, 1984.
Colonel Lowe, Mickey?
Yes.
The witnesses are now entering the witness room.
Okay.
The state witnesses have entered the witness room and have seated themselves on the front row. At this time, the news media witnesses are entering. All witnesses have arrived and have seated.
Let's proceed.
We can proceed if you're ready.
Colonel Lowe, Mickey, the warden has entered the execution chamber at this time, approaching the microphone, and is in the process of briefing all witnesses to remain quiet and to avoid any unnecessary movement. He is also advising them that medical assistance is available if needed. The warden at this time is in the process of confirming all witnesses. All witnesses have been confirmed. The warden is in the process of advising all witnesses that we will now proceed with the court-ordered execution of Ivan Stanley. Mickey, Colonel Lowe?
Yes.
We're still waiting for the execution team members to bring him into the execution chamber. Colonel Lowe, Mickey? The execution team is now in the process of escorting the condemned into the execution chamber. He is walking, unassisted, walked straight to the chair and is seated himself in it. One of the execution team members is now in the process of securing the back strap. The other members are in the process of securing the arm straps and leg straps. The back strap is secure at this time. Both arm straps are secure at this time. They're still in the process of securing the leg straps. At this time, the condemned has been secured in the chair. He is not moving. He's just sitting there very passively staring out at the witnesses. The superintendent has afforded the condemned an opportunity to make a last statement. He has declined to make a last statement.
Are you ready to tell him that?
He has afforded the opportunity for prayer. He declined this also. The warden is now in the process of reading the essential court order to the witnesses and to the condemned.
The court has sentenced defendant Ivan Ray Stanley on the 15th day of January 1977 in the
Forest
of Georgia.
The condemned is still sitting there very passively, no movement, staring out at the witnesses.
On the 12th day of July.
The superintendent is still in the process of reading the court order to the condemned.
Executed by the Department of Defense,
this is the 2nd
day of July, 1984.
This time, the superintendent has completed reading the central court order. The execution team members are now in the execution chamber with the headset and the leg band. One member is in the process of securing the leg band to the fleshy part of the inmate's right leg. Two members of the execution team is in the process of securing the headset to the condemned. The condemned has offered no resistance throughout. He's just sitting there very passively, not moving. The leg band has been secured to the condemned's right leg, and also the headset has been secured to his head. Perspiration is now being wiped from the forehead of the condemned, and he is secure and ready for execution, with the exception of the hood being placed over his head and the wires being attached to the leg band and to the headset. The electrician now has entered the execution chamber and is in the process of securing the wire to the headset.
They're moving very well. It's a good time to do it right now.
Marable?
Yes, sir.
Stand still. Mickey, put William Hill on.
Hello?
William? Okay, Attorney General's here.
Okay.
Hill, it's Mike.
Yeah.
Have you got any reason why the execution shouldn't be carried out?
No, I don't.
Thank you.
All right. Colonel Lowe?
Yes.
Mickey, the wires have been attached and secured to the headset and to the leg band. The perspiration has been wiped again from the condemned's forehead, and the hood is being placed on at this time. Face hood has been secured. All of the warden and all execution team members have departed the execution chamber. Stand by for the warden's last telephone check.
Ralph, this is Commissioner.
Yes, sir.
There are no stays. You can proceed to carry out the official order of the court.
Very well. On my count of three, press your buttons. One, two, three.
Colonel Lowe?
Yes.
Mickey, the execution is now in progress. When it first surge entered his body, he stiffened, and I heard a pop as if one of the straps broke, but I can't tell from this vantage point. He is still at this time sitting there with clenched fists with no other movement. He's slowly relaxing at this time. The first phase of the execution is completed. We are now into the second phase. The second phase is completed at this time. We are now into the third and final stage. From my vantage point, it seems that the inmate has relaxed somewhat. His fists are still clenched, but there's no movement from the condemned. There's still no movement from the individual. He's still just sitting there. Phase and the execution is completed. We're now into the 5 minutes elapsed time. It appeared when the execution was completed and the power was off, he relaxed somewhat more than he was. It was pretty visible that he relaxed even more than what it seemed before.
Any reaction from the witnesses?
They're sitting very still, just observing. No, I see one or two of the media writing notes, taking notes, but other than that, they're just sitting staring into the execution chamber. We have completed 1 minute of the 5 minutes lapse time.
That would drink it.
Mickey,
yes.
We have now completed 2 minutes of the 5 minutes lapse time. There's still no very little movement from any of the witnesses. No one even taking notes at this time. They're just sitting there staring into the execution chamber.
I lost faith.
Colonel Lowe, Mickey,
yes.
We have now completed 3 minutes of the 5 minutes lapse time.
Nothing
to report on the witnesses. They're still just sitting there, very still, looking into the execution chamber.
You're approaching your fourth minute now, right?
Yes, sir. We have now completed 4 minutes, 1 minute remaining.
All about ready to go in?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we got a few more seconds. Colonel Lowe, Mickey?
Yes.
We have now completed 5 minutes lapse time. Stand by for the doctors are now preparing to enter the execution chambers to check for life signs. One of the physicians is now in the process of doing this. The first physician is still in the process of checking for life signs. The first physician has completed his examination. The second is now in the process of making his check. Second doctor has now completed his examination. The third and final doctor is in the process of making his check. The examination is completed. Stand by for the superintendent's time of death and confirmation of death. The superintendent has advised all witnesses that death did occur at 12:24, this date. He has instructed all witnesses to depart the witness room and to be transported back to the front of the institution. Curtains are drawn at this time. Colonel Lowe, Mickey, That completes it.
Marable, see if you can find what that snap pop that you were talking about a while ago.
I think it was just the electricity arc. I don't think any strap broke anything. He just jerked real hard and caused the electricity to arc.
Okay.
They have removed the hood, the face hood, and are in the process now of taking or removing the headset. The headset has been removed. The electrician is now in the process of removing the electrical wire from the leg band. The execution team members are now in the process of removing the straps. The stretcher has been brought in to place the inmate's body on once they have removed him from the chair. Okay. The electrical wire has been removed from the condemned's right leg. He has been removed from the electric chair at this time and being placed on the stretcher. He is being removed from the execution chamber this time, and the execution team members are taking him to the autopsy room. And that's all I can see, Colonel Lowe.
Is the warden available?
Just a minute.
You and your staff did an excellent job. We appreciate it very much.
Okay, that we had a little bit of a scare. I don't know if they related it to you or not. The popping sound.
Yeah.
We were thinking that what happened because he sat there for that 3 minutes, that the water and the sponge on his leg ran out right there by his foot, and we're thinking that that's just it was a
arc,
like a little bolt of lightning.
Did you see anything?
No, they said Colonel Hardison and other people in the witness room said they didn't see anything like that. Now, I still feel good about it, really.
It ran too smooth, Ralph, but don't screw it up next time.
Okay.
Mike Bowers wants to say something
now. Okay.
Ralph, yes, I second what Dave said. Very smooth job.
Okay. We appreciate it. Just get us another one.
Thank you, Ralph.
Okay. Thank you.
Marable?
Here he is. Yes, sir. Colonel Lowe?
Marable?
Yes, sir.
I want to thank you.
You're quite welcome, sir. Anytime.
Good night.
Good night, sir.